the Dark Council would have to be rebuilt. It was inevitable there would be infighting and high turnover in the first few years as the new members vied with one another to curry favor with the Emperor. And he, in turn, would keep a close eye on the actions of the Council until the plots and schemes returned to a more normal and expected level. It would be several decades, maybe longer, before the Emperor revisited the idea of invading the Republic. In that time, much could happen. Revan had spoken of another champion who would rise. Scourge had seen that champion in his final vision. Blessed with eternal life, Scourge would serve faithfully at the Emperor's side, biding his time as he waited for that champion to emerge from the mists of time. While serving, he would study the Emperor. He would learn everything about him. He would come to understand his strengths and weaknesses so that when the time came, he could help Revan's prophesied champion destroy the Emperor once and for all.
Feel your mortality as it is stripped away.
Scourge screamed as invisible claws tore at his insides, seemingly shredding his vital organs. The heat in his chest had spread to the rest of his body. It felt as if his blood were made of fire. The agony became unbearable, and he shrieked and collapsed to the floor.
The ritual cannot be undone,
the Emperor said, as Scourge writhed and wept at his feet. Through his torment, Scourge realized with dawning horror what the Emperor was saying. The ritual was over, but the searing heat and the rending of his insides continued unabated. Focusing his will, he managed to still the convulsions racking his body. He forced himself to his knees, though every movement seemed to amplify the pain. Trembling, he rose to his feet and addressed the Emperor.
How long will this anguish last?
He asked, his jaw clenched.
As time passes, you will learn to accept and endure your suffering. Your mind and body will find ways to deal with the pain. After many months, you will become accustomed enough to it to function in your role as the Emperor's wrath. Eventually, you will simply become numb, unable to feel anything at all.
Why?
Scourge asked, his voice something between a sob and a moan.
Everything has a cost. This is the price of immortality.
Revan's cell was as much laboratory as prison. Trapped in a suspended cage of shimmering power, he hovered somewhere between life and death. His paralyzed body was in some kind of stasis, preserved and protected, so that even time itself could not touch him. But his consciousness was fully aware. Mitra could sense his suffering. When she had died, she had not become one with the Force. Loyal to the end, her spirit had remained with Revan, an invisible presence hovering just outside his cell. She couldn't speak with him. Whatever arcane Sith sorcery the Emperor had used to bind Revan in his cell made that impossible. She doubted Revan was even aware she was there. Yet even though she couldn't communicate with him, she was able to offer aid and support, her power trickling through the energy barrier that surrounded him, a lifeline he could cling to in the dark ocean of his imprisonment. As the Emperor fed off him, Mitra was allowing Revan to feed off her. Her sustenance strengthened his resolve whenever he grew weak, refreshing and restoring him so he could continue his never-ending mental war. Because of her, Revan was able to do more than just fight to keep the Emperor at bay.